Hi, this is your girl Nashayla Moore, and I am back. I wanted to talk about a topic. Yes, I wanted to talk about a topic that it was not trending. It was just some concerns, and it is regarding the relationship. So I said I was going to get on here and I was going to talk about it. First of all, I just want to say thank you guys for rocking with me. The ones that are really following me and dedicated to like, share, and follow my material and my content. It is appreciated. I just want to say I thank you. But I have been doing many things, so it's not a matter of trying to not do the podcast as much as I used to, but I've been trying to tackle many things. So it's, you know, it's kind of hard a little bit sometimes when you're trying to do a couple of things at the same time. You're trying to multitask, all of the above. But I just want to say thank you guys for rocking with Nashayla Moore. I do discuss the relationship on all levels, even if it's in a joking way, because I have been doing skits and little reels with scenarios with the, you know, kind of the relationship, but kind of like in a joking way to make you guys smile, make you guys laugh, and just entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, just entertainment. I just want to say this is a wonderful day. We're going to claim it, and we're going to thank God or whatever, whoever you believe in. We're just going to thank the universe for peace or whatever. I mean, whatever it is that you believe in, because I don't want to push my views on you and vice versa. But let's get into the podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about how women are taking over the game. And what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of women are starting to step up and they're talking about the relationship. Yes. And I love it. I'm here for it. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. And the only thing that I have a concern with, ladies and gentlemen, why are the men so pressed? Yes. Why are the men so pressed? Why are they so bothered? I mean, it's not like the women are doing anything wrong. They're just voicing their opinions. They're just giving their opinion on how they feel, on what they think about a situation, the circumstances, or a relationship, or maybe a situation. Whatever the case may be, they're just using their voice to verbalize their personal opinion, which everybody, I feel, in all respect, I feel everybody have a right in a very respectable manner to voice their opinion. I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. I think the men have a right. Yes, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. I think the men have a right to verbalize their opinion, long as it's in a respectable manner. And I think the women have a right to verbalize their opinion in a respectable manner. I don't understand it. I mean, why do people get so pressed? You know, when people have an opinion, that's all it is. It's an opinion. It's an opinion. That's all it is. And everybody is entitled to one. Everybody's entitled to one. But time and time again, you know, it's like now women are stepping up to the plate. They're making their point, you know, making their points, and they're making their voices heard, and they're using platforms. They're, you know, whatever the case may be, however they get the message across. It seemed like the men are so bothered. And majority of them, they're pressed. They're bothered. But this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Men that are bothered by it, obviously, it's like hitting a nerve, maybe. Or maybe it apply somewhere. Or it's some type of situation you can relate to. Because I can't see anybody who have a right, that live in the United States of America, have a right to their opinion, long as they're not disrespectful. I have a thing with disrespect, ladies and gentlemen. I have a thing with disrespect. If you tell me something and you're not disrespectful, I might not like what come out of your mouth, but I will, you know, understand and I will respect you. I have no problem with that. I have a problem with disrespect, though. If you're basically telling me something and you're being very disrespectful, then that's a whole nother story, ladies and gentlemen. But the women are just doing their thing. They're doing no more than what the men were doing. They're doing no more than what the men were doing. And it's really weird, because it's like the women do the same identical thing. They get ridiculed, they get laughed at, all the above. And I'm like, wow. But the men do it, you might get a small percentage that might get laughed at, or a small percentage that get ridiculed. But overall, the men do it, and it's nothing to it. Nothing to it. So with that being said, I just wanted to know. I just wanted to go over some things and just kind of enlighten you and ask questions and stuff like that. I know you can't answer because it's not a live podcast. I'm aware of that. And soon it will be, you know, I'll be able to answer questions and stuff like that. But I'm just putting the questions, or some of the questions that are probably out there, so we could just discuss it, or I could discuss it and you could listen to what I'm saying. And then later on, you could comment when I post a video saying that this is a podcast. Let me just say this. Women that are basically coming out and they're now being verbal about the relationship, I just want to say I commend you, ladies. I commend you, ladies. There was a time when the woman had to be silent, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure we all know this. There was a time that the woman had to be silent, and it wasn't no making a verbal comment or have an opinion. Actually, I don't even think the woman had an opinion, ladies and gentlemen. And if she did, she knew better. She had to keep it to herself. She knew not to say anything out loud or disrespect the relationship, because that was a form of, you know, in my regards, I see he was going to terminate the relationship. The man was going to terminate the relationship, because it was told to me that a woman had to stay in her place. And even if she had emotions or she felt some type of way, she could not verbalize how she felt. And I know that some women are like, you got to be kidding me. And these are true stories. If a woman wanted to hold on a man back then, in, you know, older times, she couldn't be as verbal. She couldn't be as verbal. It was mostly about satisfying the man and he taking care of the kids and the woman or the wife or whatever. And that was that. You know, it wasn't no why this baby or why that, or you know what I'm saying? It was almost like he didn't leave right away, I'm sure, you know, as soon as she said something out of place. But he wasn't happy. You know, and I'm not saying it was some that probably didn't care. I'm sure back then it was some, but overall they were trained to be this way. It was sad. It is very, very sad. You know, I think that women are very, very good people as far as nurturers. Now, we're not saying all women are good people now, because I know somebody probably listening to the podcast and saying, no, everybody is not a good person, to Shay. Guess what? If it doesn't apply, let it fly. My old saying when I started doing the podcast, what did I always say? What did Shay Lamore always say? If it doesn't apply, let it fly. Or if it do not apply, let's not say doesn't. If it do not, correction, ladies and gentlemen, I made an error. If it do not apply, let it fly. Now, I have no problem with that. You know, if it's some or one or two or whatever. But overall, guess what? This is what it is. Women are trying to make a way through the relationship game. They're trying to speak their opinion, their own, whether it's a testimony or whether it's just, you know, whatever the case may be. They're trying to exemplify how they feel or give points or whatever, or what they can connect to or relate to, and basically be testimonies for the world, for the young ladies out here in the world. And it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. I think that, like I said before, the men, it's not all men, because there's some good men that, you know, understand the assignment. It is some good men that understand the assignment. But overall, I think that the women are doing a phenomenal job, and I don't want them to step on nobody's neck. But if you got to step on somebody's neck, then it is what it is. And the reason I say that, because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to get people that are, you're up under pressure, you're going to get this, you're going to get that. And it's not going to always be a good feeling when a woman is trying to give her opinion about the relationship. Sometimes she's, like I said, she's going to come into situations where she's going to have to deal with the hate. She's going to have to deal with the comments, the criticism, all of the above. And sometimes that is a lot to deal with. that is a lot to deal with. But if, in fact, she keeps being positive and she just, you know, do her thing in a respectable manner, I think it's no problem with it. And I know that you probably like, of course, Nisha, you're a woman. But I didn't have to be a woman to agree with her. I mean, agree with the women that's out here doing it. Because guess what? I understand that now women have a voice because they're tired of agreeing with the men, or they're tired of lying to their men about something that they like, something that they accept. And really, to be honest with you, they really don't accept it. They really don't like it. And they really want things possibly to change. But of course, if you're not listening to her cries, listening to her, you know, listen to her talk, her cries or whatever, you would never know. You would never know. So with that being said, you know, we got to stop, you know, whether, and I know some women do say comments too about the women as far as talking about the relationship and being on platforms. I get it. Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, like I said before, these women are mostly giving their testimonies of what they've been through. Oh, I am so sorry. Nisha Lamore is back. I am so sorry how I went out. This is part two in regards to women speaking out and how sometimes the men are pressured. I'm not going to do a long podcast, but I am going to get straight into the meat of the podcast so we can understand where Nisha Lamore is going. Well, there was a reel that was done by myself, and I did a duet, and with the duet, it was a young lady, a queen, and she spoke about on her platform how she did not understand how women were dating men and the men were dating other women, and they were making their options known, like they had options. And the women, now all cases, in most cases, or even some have, etc., they were dating, and they basically was kind of dating for marriage, which is fine. And they would only date one man at a time. Versus a man, he wants to marry as well, but he's keeping his options open, and he's dating more than one woman at a time. Well, I thought that was phenomenal because she's absolutely right. She is absolutely right. And the sad part about it is, even if a woman is not being intimate and she's dating more than one man, it's a bad look on her. I'm going to say it again. Even when a woman is dating more than one man, or I'm sorry, when the man is dating more than one woman versus a woman dating more than one man, it looks bad on the woman versus the man. It's a very bad look, and I don't even know if men nowadays accept that. It's very sad, but the reason I'm talking about it, because she was speaking on the platform of saying, hey, you know, just keep your options open. Date, you know, a couple of men at a time, and you decide who you want to spend the rest of your life with, possibly. And that's the point that she was making. Oh my God. It was so many negative points that men were making. They was making up stuff. It didn't even make sense. And I was like, oh my goodness, did I trigger something? Because it's almost like the man can make opinion. He can have an opinion. He can voice an opinion. He can do a lot of things. But the woman, she's looked upon as selfish, narcissistic, drama queen, all of the above. And it's not even the same equal, how can I say it? It's not the same equal thoughts. You know, when you have a person that basically want to speak on the platform, a female, I'm sorry, they want to speak on a platform, and she's not doing it in a disrespectful way. And then she has a lot of hate. She has a lot of people that dislike her position, don't want to share her stuff, or feel like she's wrong. And I don't see what the wrong is. I really don't see what the wrong is, ladies and gentlemen. If I did, I would say something. I think it's phenomenal that a woman can go on the platform and discuss her inner feelings in a respectable way about the relationship. Because like I said to you on podcast one, I'm saying show one, usually women cannot express their emotions or feelings. You know, they cannot. Not to the degree of the if they want to have another man. You know, because my thing is, I've seen people do it, but I also seen they the person that they're with don't hang around long either. Don't stick around. So it's not complicated. It's not complicated. But my whole thing is, why are you so bothered? And, you know, this is her platform. She has the right to do what she wants to do. If she wants to talk about the relationship, I mean, that's her prerogative. If she wants to talk about anything, that's her prerogative. You don't have to agree with it. You know, you can respect her, but you don't have to agree with her. You know, and right now, I speak about the relationship. They do the same thing to me, but now I'm learning to have tough skin and to sometimes overlook it. Sometimes overlook it. Because right now I have to understand that, you know, I'm not really saying that it's my calling, but this is a testimony. The things that I'm doing, I'm basically trying to set the stage for a testimony to let people know, hey, I'm not just talking about it. I live through this. I live through this. I experienced this hands-on. So, with that being said, I just wanted to tap in and say that because that was really, really bothering me about how women are basically now talking about the relationships on different levels, on different angles, in different ways. And the men just don't, a lot of the men are not here for it. They're not here for it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They don't understand it. They don't like it. Whatever the case may fit, whatever, you know, whatever fit them, whatever category I've just named fit them. They do not want to be bothered with that. And I don't see any problem. I think actually it's a beautiful thing, you know, because you get to understand how women think when we're quiet, when you don't come home, when you don't do this, you don't do that. And yes, 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 you should leave a person if they're doing all these things to you. But sometimes you don't want to leave. Sometimes you don't want to leave. Not because they're the greatest person and you're stupid. You just don't feel like being bothered with meeting somebody else and going through the same cycle all over again. So sometimes it's better in your mind, ladies and gentlemen, in your mind, to have a safe stay. So you feel safe because you know everything about this person versus another person. You got to learn their ways, their behaviors, their friends, all the above. You got to learn everything about them. But like I said, the moral of the story is we got to start uplifting and supporting these sisters. Stop being such a negative on a situation or circumstances. We got to start uplifting the sisters and letting them know that we're here for it. You know, we're here for it. And like I said, also, stop knocking these women when they got opinions about a certain situation. A lot of times when they have been through it, you just never know what they're thinking or where they've been. You know, they could have been in a situation or circumstances, you know, a while ago, and they just using it now, their platform, as a way to be an outlet for assistance or somebody who might need to hear that or whatever the case may be. You know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, Nashayla Moore is going to go. I just want to say thank you guys. Like, share, and follow. Don't be so hard on the women that's, you know, on the platforms. Don't be so hard on the women that's on the platforms. You might really learn something, whether you want to believe it or not. You might really learn something. When you don't realize, you don't know. But when you realize, you know. You know. So, have a wonderful, wonderful day. A wonderful day. Nashayla Moore just wanted to tap in for a second. I didn't want to tap in real long, like do a long podcast. Yaya Sangria, we're going to do a podcast together. I think we're going to do one tonight, this evening. I just wanted to tap in. I didn't want to give a long, long podcast or whatever and have you guys like, what is she talking about? Also, go to my reels and you will find the post. I think the post doesn't have a name. It's me and a young lady that I did a duet with. She's speaking about how men don't give up their options and women need to start giving up their options. So go ahead and listen to that. cop that, share. I'm sure you're going to be entertained. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the love. I know for a fact that you're going to love some of those reels. Some of those reels are very educating. Real life, even the skits. I've been doing the skits. Even the skits are real life, and you're going to have everything that you need if you're looking for something as far as in the conversation that I discuss. But long story short, or this conversation that I discussed with the young lady, because the young lady, she starts the conversation, and I'm agreeing with her because I agree with her as far as men dating more than one woman, and a woman, she only dates one man. I think that a woman should date more than one man just in case, and may the best one win, you know, not do all that and then do it after that. No, you do that first. So thank you guys again. Thank you guys. Like, share, and follow. I will be at the Black Women's Expo this year again. You can come out and see me. I'm going to have some surprises, but I definitely will be at the Black Women's Expo. I thank you guys for the love. I thank you guys for everything, and continue to share. On my Nichelle Lamour NFT, that's basically a page I'm building that's going to be talking about money being made, how to open up a business, how to start a business, what you need to do. Yeah, those type of things. That's what that page is for. And the comedy cocktails and the Nichelle Lamour page, that page is for podcasts especially. But I've been sharing a lot of reels on both of the pages. I've been sharing the reels on both of the pages. So you have a wonderful day. This concludes part two. And let those girls be great. Let the women be great. If they're talking about and giving their opinion, long as they're not disrespectful, let them be great. Let them be great. And trust and believe me, you'll see everything fall into place. But let them be great. Let them be great. Thank you. Like, share, and follow. Nichelle Lamour's out.